and a beautiful day to you. I am Adekunle Joshua Olambiwono, and I want to use this opportunity to welcome you to the Study on Prayer series, episode 7. I give all the glory to God because He is our Father and He has been our source and His word works. I thank God for all that we have been able to experience so far, a lot of the things that we've considered so far. We started this series with the study notes on prayer, and then last week we considered praying in the name of Jesus. So today, by the grace of God, we're going to consider using the name of Jesus to change things. We have to understand that as Christians, as believers in Christ Jesus, one of the things that has been given unto us, one of the reasons that we have the name of Jesus, is so that we can change things. We must understand this. It must become part of our daily life. That the name of Jesus is not just a name. The name of Jesus is not just a means. It's not like Allah. The name of Jesus is not just any other name of another God. It is the constituted authority in heaven and on earth. Philippians chapter 2 verse 9. We read last week. It is the constituted authority in heaven and on earth. Praise God. So this must be important for us to understand. So if the name of Jesus is the constituted authority, John chapter 1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. It says, through Him was everything made, and nothing was made without the Word. Talking about the Word here was talking about Jesus Christ. So all things consist in Christ. We must understand this. We only have just about 2 scriptures to investigate today, and we're talking about using the name of Jesus to change things. All things consist in Christ. All things consist in Him. Maybe we should read Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3 so that we can understand this. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3. Praise God. All things consist in Christ. Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 3. Verse 3 says, who being the brightness of His glory, talking about the Lord Jesus, and the express image of His person, He says, and upholding all things. Interestingly, the scripture says upholding all things, creating all things, controlling all things, managing all things, organizing all things by the word of His power. Upholding all things by the word of His power. He says, when He had Himself purged our sins, He sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. So all things consist in Christ. So when you use the name of Jesus, you must understand that the name you are using is the constituted authority on earth and in heaven. And the name will work. So we can change things in the name of Jesus. We can change situations. I'm not saying God now, you can change situations in the name of Jesus. You can effect changes in the name of Jesus. You can turn around situations in the name of Jesus. You can make things happen in the name of Jesus. And it is not like you are trying to put yourself above God, no. But because we understand that it is God that is at work in us, both to will and to do of His own good pleasure. And you must understand this, that God in heaven is not less than God in you. God in you, God at work in you, is not less than the fullness of God in heaven. And this is why Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20 says, now to Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you may be able to think or ask for. Now to Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you may be able to think or ask for. But it says,
according to the power that worketh in you. That God is not limited by anything inside, outside of you, that by your thinking, by your praying, but God, the manifestation of God in your life is limited by the power that works in you. And when we say power, that is the ability of God that you allow to work in you. So the bottom line is, you can use the name of Jesus to change things. We're going to see the scriptures that confirms this. Well, two scriptures today, just two. Mark chapter 16. Praise God. Mark chapter 16. From verse 15. And he said to them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He says, 16 says, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs, please pay attention now, Mark chapter 16 and 17. These signs, this should become your confession from today. These signs shall follow them that believe. He says, in my name. He says, in the name of Jesus, they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take off serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. The second scripture we want to read is James chapter 1, verse 17. But we're going to read that much later. Just note it down. James chapter 1, verse 17. These signs shall follow them that believe. He says, in my name. He didn't say through your fasting. He didn't say through your prayers. He didn't say through your, how do you put it now? Seclusion. He says, in my name. It is because that name is not just a name, but a the constituted authority. A stamp of authority. So the bearer of the name of Jesus, okay, carries the stamp of authority upon them. So this is what we need to understand as believers today, that if you want to change things, you must understand that you are a bearer of the name of Jesus. And as someone that carries the name can change things. Everything will respond to you the same way they respond to God. When you use their name correctly, these signs shall follow them that believe. Interestingly, this scripture does not say you need to have a lot of faith for it to happen. See, interestingly, he has already said that go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He says, he that believeth that gospel, he says, they shall be saved. Now, these signs shall follow them that believe that gospel. That is to say, these signs shall follow the common born-again believer. It is not secluded for special people. These signs are for the common born-again believer. Like the instant you give your life to Christ, these signs must follow you. In the name of Jesus, he says you are to cast out devils. Demons will obey you in the name of Jesus. Regardless of how many they are, they will obey you in the name of Jesus. He says they shall speak with new tongues. It's so important that we understand this. Maybe we will only spend time today on this scripture alone. And the next episode, we're going to consider this next scripture. Because we must understand that a lot of times, the things that we would like to change are enforced by strongholds. A lot of times, the things that we want to change are enforced by strongholds. There are some manifestations that appear to be normal. They appear to be normal behavior. They appear to be, you know, normal thing that happens, normal misfortunes, but they are enforced by strongholds. And What are strongholds? Strongholds are simply belief systems that are being enforced by demonic activity. In other words, strongholds are belief systems that are enforced by fear. The same way faith, okay, the same way faith is the divine energy of God that produces the result we want, is the same way fear now. Fear produces every kind of bad thing that you want to see, that you can think of. Strongholds. So most of the times, there are some things that are influenced by strongholds. There are some manifestations that are influenced by strongholds. There are some manifestations that are influenced by demons. Please, don't make the mistake to think that a lot of things are normal. No, they are not. Okay, let's even assume that they are normal. You can use the name of Jesus to change them. Let's assume, for example, the rain falling is normal. In the name of Jesus, you can command the rain to stop until you pass. In the name of Jesus, you can ask the rain not to touch you. So that was normal. That's natural. But a lot of things, this is why the scripture says that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but it says they are mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. And what does it say we do to them? It says we cast down imagination. So it means that strongholds now are imaginations that are enforced by demonic activity. You can use the name of Jesus to change things. So when you get to a situation and you notice that there is a demonic activity at work here, the first thing you do is to take the word of God that is contrary, the word of God that gives you the promise of what you want to experience, instead of that thing. Now, when you speak the word of God, okay, you can now use the name of Jesus to enforce the reality you want to see. Praise God. We must understand that nothing is as we think it is, really. If you want to change things, for example, although there are some specific areas that if you are going to pray, there are specific principles for them. For example, your finances. We'll not be able to consider praying in the name of Jesus over your finances today. We'll consider that in the next episode. But of course, we'll consider it in night school this evening. So you must understand, in the name of Jesus, you can cast out demons. So there are some places that the reason there is no progress there is because there are some demons that are at work. They are manifesting through certain people. Some people, by default, it's not because they love to, but they have been made subject to vanity. That's what the scripture says in Romans chapter 8, verse 21 or thereabout. It says that they have been made subject to vanity. So it is not their fault that they are cooperating with the demons, and the demons are using them to perpetuate evil. You, in the name of Jesus, can send out those devils. If you want to change things in that place. So there are so many things that we need to be proactive about and not stop, and stop waiting for God to come down or come out of us to do it for us. There are situations where you need to stand your ground and say, no, this is not according to the word of God. I am the child of light. Darkness cannot be reigning where I am. It is impossible. And so you cast out demons that are working there. In the name of Jesus. He says they shall speak with new tongues. I was teaching this yesterday and something very mighty happened. Time will not permit me to share this testimony here. I'll share it in the night school. I was teaching this yesterday that what the Lord Jesus said, in the name of Jesus, you can speak with new tongues. That a way to unlock The heavenly language that has been given to your spirit is the name of Jesus. So this means that you can be baptized in the Holy Ghost without anyone laying their hands on you. I think we should teach this in church. In my name, they shall speak with new tongues. I think we need to understand this, that you can sit down, find the word of God, okay, that talks about how the Holy Ghost is received, okay, find the scriptures that promises you that the Holy Ghost is a gift. Take that word, believe it, just as you have believed the gospel of our Lord Jesus, and then pray in the name of Jesus for your own baptism in the Holy Ghost. And when you have received the Holy Ghost, you thank the Father for it, and then pray in the name of Jesus that you want to speak in new tongues. This is something that has been done before by people, and so if it used to happen, it can happen. At least I've had two testimonies of people that were baptized in the Holy Ghost in their home room. Nobody was there to pray with them. Nobody was there to pray for them. Nobody was there to lay hands on them. In my name. So if you have been baptized by the Holy Ghost, you can speak. It is important to understand here that you are the one to speak. Because a number of times people are baptized in the Holy Ghost, they are waiting for the Holy Ghost to nudge them, to push them into speaking in new tongues. No, you are the one that will speak. The Holy Ghost will give you utterance, but it is your responsibility to open that mouth and speak. In my name. He said, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall take up serpents. So let's say by any means you took a, you didn't know, and then you took a snake, or a snake bit you. In the name of Jesus, you can shake it off, and that's it. In the name of Jesus, you can eat poison, you can drink poison, without you knowing, actually. You didn't know. You ate something, and they said it's poison, you know. You can, in the name of Jesus, you can say, oh, I've had poison, thank God. But what I hate is this. I like to do something, especially when I eat certain food. All right. So I don't care really. I just tell the food that this is what I'm eating. For example, if I were eating rice, and there's a lady that came and said that something is wrong with that rice or something, I'll just tell them, don't worry. Me, in the name of Jesus, what I hate is rice. It does not matter what else was put inside, what me I hate is rice. Rice nimojeo. In the name of Jesus, if you mistakenly take poisons, in the name of Jesus, it shall not hurt you. Just declare this word of God, that I cannot be hurt by this poison. In the name of Jesus, and go about your business. Not asking the Father to come and help you kill the poison. Haba. Praise God. And he says, they shall lay their hands on the sick and they shall recover. This scripture is actually deeper than it's just there. They shall lay their hands on the sick. They shall lay their hands on the sick in my name and they shall recover. The authority is in the name, not in the hands. The healing power is in the name, not in the hands. In my name, they shall lay hands upon the sick and they shall recover. And so one of the reasons why the children of God are unable to manifest this is because they are not interested in manifesting it. They just want to manifest it over their own lives. They're not interested in sharing it. You have a responsibility to seek sick people. Lay your hands upon them. In the name of Jesus, don't worry about your righteousness. The Lord Jesus isn't saying anything about your righteousness right now. In fact, he's not saying anything about your own personal faith right now. He's saying, lay your hands on the sick in the name and they will recover. So your first response when you see a sick person, whether it's a sick family member, is not to panic. It's to lay your hands on the person in the name of Jesus, and they shall recover. Your first response when you feel headache, okay, if probably don't know enough scriptures, is to lay your hands upon yourself in the name of Jesus, and you will recover. If you have a sick business, your first response is to take an item that represents your business, lay your hands on it in the name of Jesus, and it will recover. Because sickness is not just about people. Sickness is permitted in almost everything. You can have a sick business. You can have a sick relationship. In the name of Jesus, you can turn things around. One of the reasons why the children of God are unable to manifest, as I said earlier, is because they don't know how to give this away. There are people around you that are sick. You have not for once offered to pray for them. You have not for once offered to lay hands on them. But when you are sick, you are looking for someone that will come and lay hands on your own children or yourself. Dare to obey the word of God. It's an instruction. In my name. It is a clear instruction. In my name. Lay your hands on the sick. I am charging you this moment. Take the responsibility to act upon the word. Lay your hands on the sick. I feel like someone listening to me right now is a sick person nearby. Lay your hands on the sick in the name of Jesus. Just lay your hands on them in the name of Jesus, and they shall recover. This is where we're going to be stopping today. In our next episode, we're going to be talking about praying over finances in the name of Jesus. God bless you. Have a wonderful time.